Best be careful. Drive carefully and don't take any chances. Tempers are short, you know, in days like this. It gets hot and the streets and the roads are jammed and all the goons in the world are in front of you, you know. Nobody knows how to drive but you. You know how it goes. Yeah, you bum, you get all, you know, by the time you get... That's the most amazing thing to me. What happens to a man when he gets behind the wheel of an automobile? Or a lady, for that matter. A perfect lady. You say, what's with you anyhow? Why don't you let me... Shut up, you bum! Oh, boy. Well, anyhow, one of the things we got to think about on a day like this is, go ahead, get away from work and relax and so forth, but you got to think about what it means. Why do we have this holiday? How come? How come? Because 171 years ago, a bunch of guys just like ourselves got together and said, by golly, we won't take it anymore, and they started a fight which wound up with our independence. And you and I had all the things that we enjoy today, we owe to them and to the lads that fought the subsequent wars. And it's just like that fella said, who was it, who said that liberty belongs to those only who are willing to fight to preserve it. Or some words to that effect. So we got to keep on a job, keep our eyes open, and be conscious of our blessings, and be ready all the time to fight for them if necessary. Because the smart thing to do is to keep ourselves so doggone powerful that nobody can mess with us, not even bears, you see? One of the things that I love to think about on a day like this is a song that a dear friend of mine, a very famous naval officer by the name of Captain Gordon Beecher, U.S. Navy, for the past 6-8 months or so has been the aide to Secretary Forrestal of the Navy Department in Washington. Slim Beecher, we call him. You may have heard of him before, I'm sure you did, for a very famous Hawaiian song called Sing Me a Song of Hawaii, beautiful thing. He came up with this one time during the war, and it's one of those sleepers that's going to grow and grow and grow, and you take my word, 10 years from now, this is going to be one of our classics. Let me sing it for you. It's a beautiful thing. It starts out like this. In 1917 A.D., Cohan wrote Over There. A Long Way to Tipperary was sung everywhere. There's a long, long trail, and keep the home fires burning. Make it plain that now the situation demands the same refrain. In case America forgets her heritage's song, it takes a mighty struggle to brand right from wrong. Now, a melody played martially can make the future bright. So let us join together and sing the way we fight. I want to sing an American song, a song of the brave and the true, a real true blue American song, full of the red, white, and blue. On the seven seas, from the Hebrides to the Russian death, roll along. Thanks very much. thanks, audience, for joining in. That was swell. Now, there's only one little thing. This is a holiday and all that, and we're out to play and enjoy ourselves. And one of the things that you can take along to make sure of your pleasure is a carton of Chesterfield. Yeah? Then I, too, can have a little pleasure, too. You go out and buy a carton of Chesterfields, my friend, and everybody will have those mild, better-tasting, cooler-smoking, wonderful cigarettes that always satisfy. Chesterfields, and they join me in wishing you a very, very happy holiday season. Today, we want to congratulate station WGAR in Cleveland as the newest CBS affiliate to go to 50,000 watts. That's great. And for that extra power, you know, that means a lot of new listeners for Chesterfield, which satisfies Chesterfield for a change. Now, maybe some of you listeners, you new listeners out there, wonder who I am. So I'll tell you. At night, I sing under the name of Terry Como. But in the morning, when I sound like this, I use the name Arthur Godfrey. But night or morning, you just light up a Chesterfield and tune your dial to WGAR, and you'll always be satisfied. I have a little lady here, a very lovely little lady who belongs to our group, called Jeanette Davis. Jeanette Davis, who is as American as ham and eggs and comes from way back yonder. Where is it? Arkansas, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And she's got a lovely song for us called what?
A Little Bit Independent.
That's right.
A little bit independent in your walk, a little bit independent in your talk. There's nothing like you in Paris or New York. You're awfully easy on the eye. A little bit independent when we dance. A little bit independent towards romance. A bit of sophistication in your glance. And yet you're easy on the eye. Whenever I'm with you alone, you weave a magic spell. I only know that you do well. A little bit independent with your smile. A little bit independent in your style. But how can I help but love you all the while when you're so easy on the eye? Whenever I'm with you, hello, you weave a magic spell, and though it be a danger zone, I only know that you're swell. A little bit independent with your smile, a little bit independent in your style, but how can I help but love you? Oh, why, when you're so easy on the eye.
Thank you, Jeanette. That's very nice and independent. You know, usually when somebody says to me, Paul Jones, I say, sure, make mine with soda. But not this weekend. This weekend, it's to be John Paul Jones, the great American naval hero. Sunday, the 6th of July, is the bicentennial of his birth. John Paul Jones, who fought on the sea for our American principles of freedom. He founded the Navy as we know it today. About the heroes of the past like John Paul Jones, we venerate them so much, you know, that we get to thinking of them as kind of superhuman men, but actually, John Paul Jones was a real guy, a regular sailor. Somebody say like our own Bull Halsey. Oh, I got a wonderful story about him, too. Did you see it was in the Sad Evening Post? They ran his life story in the Sad Evening Post. I think it was last week. He told about his days during the First World War as a makey-learn on a destroyer. Makey-learning. He was stationed at Queenstown in Ireland. And Bill had a great time during shore leave due to the hospitality of the Royal Cork Yacht Club. Yacht clubs, as you know, are noted for their hospitality. Well, the American officers changed the name of it to the Royal Uncork Yacht Club, see? For some reason I can't figure out. And they set up a special decoration for officers who had difficulty returning to their ships after these uncorking parties. The order of the F.I.R. fell in river. Well, Halsey had a chief bosun's mate who was a great sailor, but usually did a little bit too much uncorking, see? And once when they had just pulled out with a destroyer and were getting underway, this chief, bosun's mate, was supervising hoisting the anchor. And his report came to the bridge like this. See, every move that's made with the anchor, he has to report to the officer of the deck on the bridge so that the lad up there knows what's going on up forward where he can't see. And these were his reports. Anchor at short stay, sir. Anchor's away, sir. Anchor's in sight, sir. Now, his next call should have been clear anchor when he came up above the surface, see? But what he said was, holy smoke. And that's, of course, a mild translation. Holy smoke, the darn thing's got an automobile on it. But Bill Halsey thought the guy was swift again, and he went down to investigate. What did he find on the anchor? An automobile. This is Bill Halsey is really an amazing, wonderful guy. He commanded one of the mightiest air armadas of all time, yet he didn't learn to fly until he was past 50. And he's got some very good advice for pilots, in case any of my brethren of the air are listening in. The most dangerous time in a pilot's career, says he, is when he first begins to feel confidence in his flying ability. He thinks he has the world by the tail. No maneuver is too difficult for him to perform. The casualties caused by this exuberance of youth, or to give it its proper name, criminal foolishness, runs into thousands. And then the Admiral sums it up like this. There are bold pilots, and there are old pilots, but there are no old, bold pilots. And that is so true. This Navy yarn that I bought the other day, after flying all the fourth-place jobs there are in manufacture these days, I finally chose this Navy yarn for a number of reasons. First thing being that it's an easy ship to fly, and I'm a lazy guy, see? But the next reason is that it's one of the safest airplanes I ever saw. It's an easily handled thing, and it's so safely built that you can put it most anywhere in somebody's backyard. And the other day, just to make sure that the thing was proper, I got Dr. Green, Leonard Green, the aerodynamic flow man, who invented this thing called a stall warning device, a safety indicator, a little gadget you put out on the leading edge of the wing. And when you get anywhere near a stall, it goes... You go along flying on the edge, you know, making turns, and you're on the edge of your stall, and this thing goes at you. And you say, ah, shut up, see? But that thing tells you, hey, brother, you're getting too smart. And it's wonderful to have. It's like an instructor, a foolproof instructor to have along with you all the time. I very heartily recommend this to any and all pilots, young or old. Now, I would like very much to have the orchestra come up with a tune they've been working on. A very beautiful thing. You notice that they know exactly what I'm talking about. Long faces fell to hear. Are you all set, boys? I got you on the spot. Good. Get off of it. Don't get much vacation. They take it in spots during the numbers. You know that good tobaccos cost a lot of money, don't you? Chesterfield pays out millions of dollars every year to give you just the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. They spare no trouble or expense to give you all the ABCs. Always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking. And when you buy a fresh white pack of Chesterfield, you're really getting your money's worth. You're getting all the smoking pleasure there is. So whenever you buy cigarettes, make ABC your byword. Always buy Chesterfield. Always smoke Chesterfield. And you'll always find Chesterfield satisfied. I love that sentence in that commercial where it says, always buy Chesterfields and always smoke them. What else? I don't know. Yeah, dad-a-da-dum. Where's that thing about the ladies here? You want to look your best over the fourth, so here's a tip on the very latest fashion in hairdos. The new style that brings the hair down in long folds on both sides and covers your ears. The new look this season will be covered ears. Covered everything else, too. Of course, that's going to change the whole technique of lovemaking. Instead of whispering sweet nothings in her ear, you're going to have to shout significant something. The latest style of hairdos has a name, too. You know what it is? Hound dog ears. That's a fact. Hound dog ears. But that's just the beginning, like every other fad. We'll have all kinds of names soon. The Newfoundland neck, the rat terrier rear, and that special hairdo to attack the wolves, lobby lobes, you know, hound dog ears. I see, who was that old setter I seen you with last night? Archie says, that was no setter, that was my poodle. The Mariners have a wonderful medley for us of old Cohan tunes. Very, very appropriate today, I think. Shoot, boys.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
We're so proud.
Don't forget to come back. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die. I realize that you are my uncle Sam, for all the fun of the life. I got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart.
Parchment, a feathered quill, a message penned for the nation's great. We, the people of the United States. The simple document started that way 171 years ago today. Our land was new, our flag was torn, but of that wedding, we were born. To grow so great, so strong, that we could lead the world to liberty. Think of those men. Dare you grumble? Can you be anything short of humble? For what they gave, we took on shame. We who live in the years that came, to repay them in part, we must first understand what they wanted for you and for me, for our land. Throw out the bigot, the narrow, the cramped, and one day a year, this day, just give thanks for that meeting in 76. The decree that made us the land of the brave and the home of the free. Have a nice, happy holiday, and be the good Lord willing, we'll see you Monday. Till then, Chesterfield and I say bye-bye, and CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.